It is time now to catch up on Orange County government, ordinarily joined in the studio by a member of the Board of County Commissioners. Today, we've got a special guest in the studio. It is Orange County Clerk of Court, Mark Kleinschmidt, joining us here now. How's it going?
I'm doing well. It's great to be back here with you, Aaron.
Yeah, absolutely. So, bringing you in today because I wanted to talk about a really cool, obviously a lot going on in the courts every day, but there's a really cool new initiative that I got wind of that I think people ought to know about, and it's a dog that helps kids testify, right? Is that how it works?
Well, yeah, and back in 2019, the newest staff member at the Orange County Clerk of Superior Court's office has four legs, and her name is Adele.
Nice.
You know, there's something about going into a courthouse, I think, for anybody that's just inherently traumatic. And so, and there are some people for whom it's even more challenging, particularly children or people who are victims of crime, or people with some kind of disability. And, you know, oftentimes having an animal there, a pet, you know, maybe in their ordinary lives, in their regular lives, they have a pet that can comfort them. And so we bring that element into the courthouse experience for people through Adele. And she's a highly trained animal. And it's weird for me to call her an animal because she really does feel like she's a member of the staff because she works as hard as anybody. But we have her there to offer comfort. She was trained by inmates at Caswell Correctional Institute, where Eyes, Ears, Nose, and Paws has a partnership, mm-hmm. and they train dogs there to be service animals for people with disabilities. But then this new thing that I had not heard about until last year,
awesome.
Was to provide facility dogs for places like the courthouse, where people with special needs are often find themselves in traumatic situations.
So, how did you find out about it? How did it come about?
Well, Kate Giddes, who is an EENP, Eyes, Ears, Nose, and Paws, volunteer, walked into my office one day, walked into the courthouse and into the clerk's office with this beautiful dog, and showed us how she could pick up pens from off the floor and put them back on the counter, and how well trained she was. And
at any point where you're like, who are you?
Well, Kate's this amazing person who's involved in lots of different aspects. And she actually works really closely with the teen court program, which mm-hmm. is a diversion program for young people who are court involved. And, you know, it's just kind of right in her wheelhouse to, you know, find ways of making a court system function better for people, and particularly young people. And Adele and the other dogs that come out of EENP are just a perfect extension of that work. And so she brought her in and trotted her in, and everybody fell in love with her. And the word went out that she was available to be a courthouse facility dog, and the local bar association stepped up and made sure that all of her training and the training of her handlers was covered. And we found someone in my office, Regina Miller, to be her mom, you know, and so every day, you know, Adele comes in with Regina and goes home with her. But throughout the day, she's called to the district attorney's office, the public defender's office, into probation, into the courtrooms. And I mean, everybody from top to bottom has just fallen in love with her.
That's awesome. Speaking with Orange County Clerk of Court, Mark Kleinschmidt. So she's there every day. Who does she work with? Is it people who you see a need and say, get Adele over there, or does she, how does it work?
Well, one example for, I have, as the judge of probate, I am responsible for determining whether people have the need guardians, mm-hmm. right? And this one perfect opportunity happened in my courtroom where a young person who with autism was about to become of age, and a guardian was being requested for her, and she had a real difficult time communicating to the court. And her mom said, you know, she doesn't know all the names of the people in the neighborhood, but she knows the names of every dog. And the light bulb went off in my head. I called for Adele. She came in and sat there with this individual and helped facilitate a communication with the court. And it was just amazing to watch it happen. And Adele does that every day, mm-hmm. Both in a courtrooms with witnesses who are experiencing trauma, mm-hmm. and with witnesses who are waiting and are confused, perhaps because of the environment they're in, and are anxious about it. It calms them. She's just a love sponge, and so, you know, it's really not hard to relax when she's around, and really puts witnesses and children and older folks and just really anybody who's having a tense time in the courtroom. We brought her into just regular district court because in that environment, tempers get high, people get confused, you know, angry words. But fewer angry words are spoken in a courtroom when Adele trots out, you know, and wags her tail and looks up at you and contextualizes things for people. You know, the world isn't in this courtroom. There's a lot of other things to care about. And it has a way of just de-escalating tensions in a courtroom. She's just amazing.
I've heard it said about police officers that if you're a police officer and you're dealing with someone, you're invariably dealing with them in their worst possible moments on the worst possible day, because that's the only time that you ever encounter police. But courtrooms have got to be very much the same. Like, anyone who's there in court is going through a lot of stress, a lot of trauma, either in that moment or reliving it. It's got to be so important to have something in there to calm people down and get them through it.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what I tell people every day. And this extraordinary staff that I work with, you know, one of our mantras is one of the guiding stars that motivates us in everything we do at the clerk's office is to remind ourselves that nobody is coming in here because they're, you know, because they want to. Nobody mm-hmm. walks into the courthouse thinking this is going to be the greatest day of the year. That goes for everybody, whether it's somebody who has a traffic ticket or is charged with a more serious crime or is being sued or suing somebody or is even there for jury duty, honestly. I mean, people just don't really want to be there very much. And Adele's service is really kind of an extension of the work that my office does, which is just to make sure the courthouse is a welcoming place and that we're going to help you get through it. We might not be the answer you want at the end of the day, but with our help, we're going to help you get through this experience.
I think I remember speaking with Eyes, Ears, Nose, and Paws or someone about a program like this, and they said that it's not that the dogs are specially trained for this particular job or that. Is that the case with Adele? Is she specially trained for this particular thing, or is she trained in general?
Well, she's trained to be a facility dog, to work in an environment that's an active space with lots of strangers. She's very well trained to ignore a lot of, you know, extraneous stimulus. And
I need that training.
I know. It's like if we could all be Adele, what a beautiful world this would be. And she has the ability to stay focused on the individual that, you know, that she's working with. And, you know, as long as she has her vest on, you know, I mean, this is a dog like many dogs, retrievers particularly, you know, she sees a ball and she's just anxious when she wants to go for it. But when she's got her vest on and she's working, you know, balls be damned, you know?
Really? I mean, is this a difference with the vest on and the vest off? She's at work, she's
she
not,
knows
that's
when
cool.
She's working. And, you know, after five and the courthouse doors close, I would, there are reports that fetch is played in the courthouse, you know, behind the counter on a few days of the week. Probably.
That's when it's happy hour, right? Like, break out the ball and toss it around.
Oh, yeah, that's how happy hour works at the courthouse. Yeah. It's time to chase the ball.
Speaking with Mark Klontschmidt, other initiatives in the court, in the clerk's office that people ought to know about?
Well, my first year in the courthouse has been quite quite busy. Mm-hmm. A lot of things have gone on. You know, we welcomed the North Carolina Supreme Court to Orange County in 2019, an historic arguments were made there in Hillsboro. Of course, Adele was there with us. We have streamlined some of the work that we do to make sure that access to justice is available to everyone. We've welcomed court watchers. There's a great program going on in through the faith communities here in Chapel Hill to be there. And we are doing everything we can to make sure that they're welcome and have access to all the information that they ask for.
Is that the bail bond justice program? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were speaking with them last week.
Doing great work there. In a few weeks, in March, I'm going to issue a community report from the courthouse so that we can continue to improve people's ability to talk about the justice system and how it's functioning and whether it's functioning the way we want it to here in Orange County and in line with our community's values. Mm. I think it's important for people to know that even though the economy is doing relatively better than it was a decade ago, that, as a judge of probate, I'm still presiding over foreclosure proceedings. They are happening, and they continue to happen. That there are, the domestic violence is still a critical issue for our community to address. We have one of the first things I did when I became clerk a year ago was to push the gas on the electronic filing of ex parte domestic violence protective orders, which we've got implemented and rolled out in May of last year. And again, it's part of what we do to make sure that that courthouse door, as intimidating as it might seem when you approach it, is open to everybody. And, it's fundamental to what it means to be an American. And just yesterday, I welcomed some jurors who we called in. Again, it wasn't their favorite day of the week to be called to jury duty. But I reminded them, as a former civics teacher, this is what we all agreed to as Americans, as North Carolinians, as citizens of Orange County, that we were going to do this service. And we were going to take that awesome task on of deciding whether someone's life, liberty, or treasure were going to be put at risk for some reason or another. With issues that are that important going on every day here in our community, I think it's important that the citizens know how to talk about it and are aware of how it works. We want to get rid of the mystery of this. And, of course, lawyers, and having been one for two decades, we have some skin in the game, because the fact that there's a fog over how courts work, tends to work to our benefit. But I don't think that any lawyer worth their salt would want to have clients or even and community members at large have a better understanding of how the system operates. It certainly makes lawyers work much easier and more efficient if people are conversant in what goes on in their courthouse.
More on county government online at orangecountync.gov. People want to know more about what's going on in the court or in the clerk's office. Where can they go? What can they do?
They can visit the Orange County Clerk of Superior Court's Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Please go and like that. With weather issues perhaps coming this week, that's where announcements are going to be posted first. So please visit that, and also at nccourts.org, and you can select Orange County to learn more about what's going on in Hillsborough.
So go over there and find out more. Mark Kleinschmidt, as always, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Aaron.